Welcome to the annual meeting of the Major Q. Our goal today is to review all of the Major Q transactions for the fiscal year ending June 30th and the first 5 months of this fiscal year. The purpose of this review is to ensure that the money was spent in a way that was intended when the voters in November of 2006 agreed to increase the sales taxes. Does any of the other committee members have any comments?
No.
This is a public meeting. Any member of the public that would like to make a comment to the committee, now's the time. Seeing no members of the public, I'll close the public comment. Do any of you have any corrections to the approval of the minutes for the minutes approval meeting?
No.
Seeing none, could I have a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? None. Mrs. Slayton, would you like to introduce item B1, the fiscal year transaction report?
Thank you, Chairman Alexander, and welcome, committee members. This is the review of the fiscal year 2011-12 unaudited transactions from the collection of the Measure Q tax. And I'll turn this back to the committee for any questions and anything else that they want to comment on.
Since the Public Services Department isn't in attendance yet, why don't we hold those kind of questions until they arrive? Mr. Dirk, do you have any questions that are not related to public service?
Yes. I have a question with regard.
Question with regard to the budgetary item for the tower at the police department. And I think I mentioned this to Ms. Slayton earlier that I was going to bring this up. The question is, we have apparently a fairly good-sized amount of money that has not been spent, and it is my understanding that the analysis of work needed to be performed changed somewhat, and that rather than replacing the tower, we've now been told that the tower has a longer useful life, and that those monies may be...
And the $65,000?
Good morning, and apologize for being a little bit late here. But the $65,000 was set aside to improve the communications, specifically to rebuild the communications tower and the attachments, antennas, and that sort of thing. And it's currently on hold because police department is considering some other options. It turns out when we had a consultant look at the tower, the impression of the consultant is that the tower might not need to be replaced. So the tower itself has more life on it than we originally thought, and that would have been a big component of that expense. And police department is thinking that possibly there are better uses of that money, so it's on hold right now. Any further questions on that?
Well, I guess my question would be then, will that money go back through the ordinary budgeting process and be reallocated? Since we understood it was going to be used for the tower, I don't think anybody's got a quarrel with spending the money to improve communications, but it's going to be used in another fashion, then should it not be... rebudgeted?
Well, my understanding is it would still be used for communication, but possibly not rebuilding that or replacing that tower.
Yeah, that's my point. The original understanding with this committee was it was to replace the tower, and so perhaps we should have another look at it just to make sure that we all understand what it is being spent for, if not for the tower.
Understood.
Do any of you have any comments about this? I concur with Mike. you know, the city council and, more importantly, the taxpayers think they're spending $65,000 for a tower. And I think if it's going to be used for other communication things, at least they ought to know about it. And maybe this is something that would go through the mid-year budget process where at least the money was reapportioned, or at least another explanation of what the $65,000 was going to be used for.
Well, we do have a communications committee that is will probably be meeting in the next few weeks.
Right. Mike, did you have any other questions about the 2011-12 year?
Oh, I do, as a matter of fact. Referring to the transactions reports that Susan sent us, I've got a question on page 58. Invoice number 3603 on root grinding. And then also on page 60, invoice 3512 just says arborist. I'm assuming those are related, but I'd like to know a little bit more detail about what those expenditures were for.
I think I can handle that one again. root grinding is part of our part of the work that we did as part of the pavement management plan, the streets that were resurfaced this past season. And so there was a number of trees where the roots were up, there was upheaval in the pavement. And so that pavement had to be dug out, the roots trimmed, and then root barriers put in, and so that the street could be paved. So I believe that that's that refers to that item. And then we also had an arborist had to determine whether that tree was viable or if it had to come out. And if it had to come out, then the pavement project also paid for the tree removal.
Okay.
Because we felt it was impacted by the street project.
So all related to the repaving.
That's true.
The street project. Lastly, there's an entry, and I'm sorry, I don't have the page number written down. There's an entry called Laser Fish for $6,654.59.
Don't know, drawing a blank on that.
That, I believe, is a police department item.
Laser fish?
Laser fish.
What is laser fish?
Fish is spelled F-I-C-H-E. So I'm assuming it's computer related.
So you're asking where we are in the project?
No. I just wonder what laser fish was. The expenditure on the journals just says laser fish. I don't know if that's a company or that's a piece of equipment or if that's a process or what it is. Susan?
As I recall, and I will have to look it up and get back to you on it to be for sure, but I'm very sure with the 11-12 Measure Q request, one of the items for the police department was related to Laserfish, and I think it might actually be under communications. But that's something that I can find out and get back to the committee on.
Okay. Appreciate that. Thank you, Chief.
Sorry. No, thank you.
And just one other general comment, or it was going to be a question. I was out of town recently and got back over this last weekend on Sunday night. And I had been wondering why we weren't seeing any limit lines painted on the pavement. Now I see that they are painted. And I'm curious what the lag was between the time we completed the paving projects and when those stop letters and limit lines were finally painted, and what happened there. Anybody have a comment on that? Seemed like it was a couple months from the time we completed the paving until the limit lines were painted on the pavement. So I was just curious of what that lag was.
The lag between paving and then the striping?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had some issues with the subcontractors. The main contractor did the paving, and then there was a subcontractor that came in later and did the striping. And so we did have some problems with getting subcontractors doing work promptly. And part of that reason, though, was because the subcontractor really did want to do everything at once, and the paving was done drawn out over a long period of time. We postponed some of the work in the business areas, Embarcadero and Main Street, to be completed after the summer vacation.
Okay.
And so the striper came into town after all of that was completed.
Then
there were some rain delays and things like that.
Okay. So that was somebody probably traveling a distance from out of town and only wanted to hit the area once for economies of scale. Okay. Thank you.
Can I ask a question related to that, please? When determining where you're going to put the limit lines, I assume there's some traffic engineer study or something of that nature. It appears, just casual observation, that some
limit line, and then if the driver can't see, then they are allowed to move forward past the limit line. But the limit line determines where legally the initial stop is supposed to take place.
Okay, thank you.
Elaine, do you have any questions?
I just had a comment. I believe the laser fish, my husband used to be on the PD, and I was asking him some of these questions the other night. And I believe it had to do with software upgrades for the DA's office and doing, so I believe that's what that was. I just was kind of curious along those lines. It looks like we've lost some of the grants for the police department, and I was just curious if there's any others on the equipment. And they're not major amounts, but I was just curious about that. On some of the equipment that was necessary for the entry vests and some of those things, I was reading through, and it said that apparently we had some grant money for that. And just in talking about it, I guess some of it had come from 9/11 and different grant monies that we had, and I guess those are gone, and I'm wondering if we have any more in the pipeline. Or
we do participate in a bulletproof vest program. And every year we make a submittal, and it's a federal grant, and we do get some money out of that. Not enough to really cover the vests, but it does help. And to my knowledge, there's nothing else that's available right now. The money's dried up a little bit.
I was kind of surprised along those lines that those, for instance, the vests and some of the other items have a lifetime, an expiration date. And I was kind of curious why, it's like a depreciation type thing almost, why those weren't budgeted, because we know they're going to expire. And it on the paperwork it said there wasn't, it wasn't budgeted. And I was kind of surprised that we didn't have an item for budget item for replacing those, because we know they have to be replaced.
I believe the previous chief was budgeting those in his general fund budget, also using his COPS grant for some of that. But as the bulletproof vest grant
from the fire labor budget, and I think you responded with the 25% funding. Can you elaborate? I'm not quite sure I understand that. Or was that transaction done correctly? And
sure. That's the funding for our school resource officer. And he's paid for out of the general fund, and 25% of him is budgeted out of the Measure Q fund. What we did when we did the journal entry, we correctly charged the expenditure, but instead of charging cash and making it a cash transfer out, it accidentally went into, and it was done after we had already balanced our and our interest allocation was made. So instead of creating a liability for that as a due to the general mm-hmm. fund, and then on the other side in the general fund, the due from, it was placed into transfers. So that's going to be corrected for the 11-12 year prior to the completion of the audit.
Okay, and then we'll get an updated sheet and everything. Makes it a little easier to follow with a 25%. Okay, thank you. My other question relates to the general revenues that come in from Measure Q, and specifically when I look at the reports that we send, that we receive quarterly from the DHL consulting service, and I realize they wrap those up also at a high level. But on each of the four quarterly reports, they put an amount right on the cover sheet, which to me is very visible for anybody reading it. Regardless, if you add up those four quarterly amounts, I believe it came out to about $835K versus the $780,000 reported. So my question is, I think you said there it's not a timing error, you post it when you receive it. But my question is, how would this be audited, and why is there a discrepancy, or are there some other administrative charges coming out of there? I'm concerned that the audience for these HDL reports might be quite wide, and it would raise a question as to why there's this, in that case, maybe $50,000, $55,000 difference.
The HDL reports, they create their reports based on economic impact. So what they do is if a payment comes in September, October, and really should have been in June, they will push that payment back into the proper quarter. So they're going to show things a little differently than we do. We show them based on actual receipt. The other thing that they do that
stating it may not match the local city jurisdiction or whatever due to timing or reporting or accrual or individual accounting practices, but that would be my only comment on that. I think that's all my questions for now. Thank you.
Thank you, Barbara. Dan?
Yes, I would like a general discussion about the storm drain management plan, and specifically in looking at the plan itself, I was trying to come up with how it is a $6.2 million problem. I didn't find any infrastructure construction type identification. It looks mostly like a bureaucratic education and monitoring exercise. And the annual requirement is supposedly $620,000 a year. We budget less. We spend even less than that. So there's quite a bit of carryover. And so is it really a $6.2 million problem?
Yeah, the $6.2 million figure comes from a storm drain master plan that was prepared way back in 1988. Mm-hmm. And then the costs were figured at that time and now updated for current fiscal dollars. And so that amount would be what it would take to realize or to build all the recommendations that were advocated or recommended in that master plan back from 1988.
That's what I read, but I didn't find concrete. It was exercises, monitoring, education, and so on, and the fact that we're not spending anywhere near the requirement of how are we ever going to succeed in if the plan really is that large. My feeling is it's not as big a problem in dollars as first offered, and is that money budgeted properly?
Yeah, the master plan is there to let us know what the ideal world would look like here in Morro Bay if we had all of our storm drains, how we'd really like them to go. But if and when money is available, and then that's when those projects would be spent. So theoretically, $6.8 would need to be spent to do all those projects. But there has not been a real prioritization or an urgent need to get any of those projects done.
Okay.
Salaries charged into our into Measure Q, other than the firefighter. And so while Barry was recording his time there, we were taking it back out.
Okay.
And we eventually told him and kind of relayed to Rob Livick as well, don't charge time into Measure Q because the Measure Q committee doesn't want to pay salaries out of there. And so that's why you don't see them.
So, but that to me makes the $6.2 million an artificial number, that because it looks like most of the cost of the plan is the working of a plan. And so if we're not going to count it, then the number doesn't have to be that large.
I'm
not unhappy. Yeah. I'm just saying it looks like it's, you know, a big number to scare people, and yet it isn't a realistic term.
If the Q committee wants to approve salaries to come out for some of these projects, we would just need to know that, and then we would start allowing, because that's very normal for Barry and Rob Livick. Whenever they're working on a project, they code their time to that project. But we've stopped them from doing that. We can allow it.
Yeah. Well, I think it's very important that we don't be backfilling the general fund with Measure Q money. We should spend Measure Q money on actual things that we can see in terms of a work product. And so I don't have a problem with that. It's just that the $6.2 million thing seemed unrealistically. I have another comment I'd like to make, too, and that is a different subject. It's on the streets. First of all, we're very pleased to see there's actually some paving going on this year, but I think we missed an opportunity. Originally, there was discussion about having a sign that would be put up around each street showing that Measure Q funds were at work. And why that's important, I didn't see any in this go-around. And why it's important is that the problem is a real multi-million dollar, you know, $11, $12, $13 million problem. And we know from the pavement management plan that we got to spend $500,000 a year just to break even, around almost $900 million a year over a 10-year period to accomplish the real upgrading. And specifically, that means rebuilding a lot of residential streets. And we're never going to get there the way it is. And one of the things that I think would unite the city is streets. Everybody wants better streets. Own and actually go out and get the thing done in my lifetime. And I don't see any other way it's going to happen. So to me, reinforcing with the public that Measure Q is doing something that they value, I think is important and should be, you know, in the coming season, we should certainly get those signs out.
I'd like to follow up a little bit on that. Last year, we had the discussion about the signs, or maybe been 2 years ago, and we bought them because they had an invoice passed through for, you know, some amount of money. And I happen to know from other things I do that those signs are sitting down in the city yard. And I, too, was very disappointed that I didn't see a few of those signs out during this last $1 million worth of street reconstruction.
Yeah, and I'll take the blame for that. I was very tardy in getting the communication out that those signs needed to be put out there. And but I do believe, and Mike should probably confirm this, that they did go out towards the end of the project.
I saw some on it. There were some that went out.
There's our sign.
I did see some out. And I liked seeing that. I saw one on Kern Street. I saw one out in North Morro Bay. And so I did see them. And I thought it was a great thing to show people what was going on. Yeah.
Well, hopefully next time you get $1 million, you'll be able to put a few of the signs out. Did anybody have any other comments or questions about item B1? Seeing none, could I have a motion to approve item B1?
I'll make a motion to approve item B1.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? None. Seeing none, motion passes 5-0. The next item on their agenda, Susan?
The next item is the review of the fiscal year 11-12 and also the fiscal year to date 12-13 carryover and unallocated cash for Measure Q.
Who would like to start? Dan?
I just have one question about what happened back in October and looking at the expenditures. There was a charge to the pavement management plan.
Oh, I think that's our
next comes later?
That's our next item. This is just the carryover report.
And Susan's? Okay. Thank you.
Barbara, do you have any questions about the carryover report?
No, I reviewed it. Satisfactory. Thank you.
Elaine?
No.
I just have a couple. I want to go back to the storm drain issue a little bit. There's a huge carryover in storm drains. And I'm just curious to find, every year, more, about 100, average about $125,000 a year has been budgeted for storm drains over the last 5 or 6 years. And I'm curious to know what the plans are to, A, spend that carryover, and rather than just keep accumulating this huge chunk of money.
I wish I could be more specific, but in general, storm drain projects often require major expenditures, several hundred thousand dollars, and so that's one of the ideas, is that if we can get enough money together, then we can do a major storm drain project. Otherwise, we do small repairs, and that's why there's that's one of the reasons why there would be an accumulation, because sometimes $100,000 isn't enough to implement one of the master plan projects.
Well, the current carryover as of today, or as of after the count, you know, she pays the last couple invoices, is a little over a quarter of a million dollars. And I'm assuming that you'll probably budget more for 13-14. And I just want to know if you have any plans for that money at this moment, I guess.
At this time, I'm not aware of any plans for that money.
Is there a list of these items? I couldn't find it.
The master plan projects. Yeah, there is the master plan that
I looked
from
at
1988.
The plan, but it was all just testing, educating, monitoring, reporting. I didn't find concrete.
The plan that I'm referring to is from 1988, put together for us by the Wallace Group, and it does have.
So it just doesn't seem like. I mean, the people voted to increase their taxes because they wanted to see things happen, and just accumulating money is not one of the things they wanted to see happen.
A follow-on comment to that, I also agree with Homer, and that also relates a little bit to what Dan is suggesting, that perhaps at some point, if we need to go back to the voters and ask for another quarter or half percent sales tax for something specific, it begs the question, well, why is there $1.5 million in a holdover count? And unless we have some way to specifically designate like a long-term project in a specific account earning interest, then it all becomes, in my opinion, jumbled together as, well, wait a minute, you're asking for more taxes, especially in this economic time, and you haven't spent in excess of seven figures.
So just commenting.
If I can just add to that, all you need to do is think of California State Parks. A gross example of you know what that does to the public's perception of why they don't want to send more money to Sacramento. So,
I'm familiar with that story.
I mean, just so everybody understands the magnitude, as of June 30th, there was over $1.5 million. This is before the 12-13 budget year. Over $1.5 million of unspent money. And you know, we were very pleased that it did finally get spent this fall, but still, that's an awful lot of money to have accumulated. I have one quick question. There's an account, and this happened also last year, that overspent their budget and have a negative carry balance. How do you correct that situation?
I think the one you're talking about is the police department and public safety and the police SRO. And
yeah.
I believe the public safety needs to be folded up into the police department, and that'll take care of it.
Okay. And I also noticed that, you know, the school resource officer was under budget. I mean, the dollars are small.
Yeah. They're,
you know, $6,000 or $7,000. I don't, you know, get excited about that. But they're still under budget. It's just the principle of the thing, and hopefully, Ms. Christie, this year you'll produce a budget that's a little more realistic. I mean, I missed it by 30% last year. Does anybody have any other comments about the carryover reports? Oh, I'm sorry. We need to talk about the $166,000 unallocated good years, and we have $167,000 of unallocated money that basically one of you out there can spend, depending on how well you lobby the city council. Do we want to make any recommendations on that? Dan, I guess, is pretty clear about streets.
More streets.
Yeah.
Streets.
I would concur, streets.
Streets.
Okay. Not they may not pay, city council may not pay any attention to us, but at least we can put it in writing. Can I have a motion to approve B2?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Aye.
None. Motion carries 5-0. Item B3.
This is the fiscal year-to-date review of the 2012-2013 expenditures for Measure Q. Back to you, Chairman Alexander.
Dan, would you like to start, please?
Yes, I'm finally going to get to talk about the tree. A pavement management plan was charged in October for a tree removal, about $4,300, and I didn't understand the rationale of how it became a part of the pavement management plan rather than potholes or something like that.
Yeah, I alluded to in answering a question earlier that sometimes trees are tree roots are in the way of paving repairs, and so the tree roots have to be chopped out, and then if that compromises the structural integrity of the tree, then the tree itself has to be removed for safety reasons. So that was one of those items.
Okay, thank you.
Barbara, do you have any questions about this first 5 months of this fiscal year?
The only question I have is in years past, we've asked for an advanced copy of the pavement management plan, specifically what streets are targeted. And that's, I think, general good information to have out and have available for the public. I know we've had a lot of requests on that. So if that information is available for this year, I'd like to see it and certainly see it maybe published somewhere if it isn't already.
Actually, that document is in the annual budget. And if you look at the 12-13 budget, and it's down at the end, probably page 100 or 105. It's, and on the five-year plan that shows the ones that are scheduled for the current year, I think it just states the streets. It doesn't actually assign dollars to anything.
Okay, but it does say the streets. Okay,
yes.
Thank you.
I'll make a comment about that. If I'm not mistaken, didn't you advance, or when the folks were here to do the paving for the 11-12 year, didn't you advance and also do the paving for the 12-13 year?
Yeah, that is correct. We originally had a project, $700,000 project, and then we did decide that since the project was going on into the fall, that we'd go ahead and do the next year's allotment as well.
So if this sitting, unless money would fall out of the sky, you're not anticipating any major street reconstruction until the 13-14 fiscal year?
Yeah, this fiscal year's budget is basically completed.
Okay. Dan, did you have any more questions?
No.
Barbara?
No. No?
I'm good. Thank you.
I'm good.
I have one.
No, I think it's already
on the
thing. It's already on the thing. Did I give you two?
Thank you.
I'm going to give this to Susan. And if Susan was nice enough, I've got two of these that Chief Pond and Interim Chief Knuckles would like, maybe. Since Measure Q is paying for the majority of the costs of the new firehouse, I thought it would be appropriate to take a quick look at the financial components of the project. The revenue figures and the construction contract costs came from our reports and various city council staff reports. Ms. Slayton helped me with the other expenses. It's my understanding that because of a number of very good decisions that were made by the project management team during the early stages of construction, that there was enough money banked with the contractor that there may not be a need to really tap the contingency. And contingency is $142,000. I realize some of that will be used, but not all of it. So I have a very simple question, and I don't know whether direct...
We were going to be short, and we went ahead and secured the loan just in case we needed it. If we don't need it, we won't draw it.
Okay. That'd be terrific, because that loan, the second loan of $300,000, isn't necessarily very cheap money. I mean, it's at 4.25% today. Prime is, you know, if you don't draw that loan down, just the interest alone is... I mean, as you can see, it's $236,000 in interest. That's going to pave, give Mr. Rand a couple more blocks to pave over the course of 30 years. Did any of you have any questions about this fire department thing? I mean, this is the biggest thing that Major Q is paying for. Probably the major reason the voters approved this in 2006 was this firehouse.
I don't have a question, Mr. Chairman, just a comment. I was out of town and unable to attend the opening, and I want to commend Chief Pond, Captain Knuckles, for it's just a gorgeous facility and a job well done, and it's a matter of pride for the city. So, and especially in light of the fact that it doesn't even look like you're going to spend the contingency money, that makes it even better.
My only comment would be if that is indeed the case, that we summarize that at some point in the future or retire that second loan or line of credit and clearly communicate that to everybody.
One more, if I might. When might you expect that you would know that? When is that last breath?
I believe that we still have furniture that needs to be delivered, and so that's coming late in December. I'm assuming that we'll have a full recap sometime in January or early February so that we'll know what we're going to do at that point.
Okay. Thank you, Susan.
Does anybody have any other additional questions regarding the first 5 months of this fiscal year? Seeing none, I'd like to have a motion to approve item B3, the transaction report for...
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? None. Motion carries 5-0. The last item on our agenda is basically just a discussion, and one of the things that we agreed to last year was rather than waiting for a full year to approve these minutes, that we would hold a brief short... If you guys recall correctly, this meeting lasted 5 minutes last year, so...
We got the holiday. What day's the?
We have the second
Tuesday. Tuesday's the first.
Tuesday. Yeah, we have.
So the latter part of that week, if we could.
Yeah.
Third.
Thursday.
Second, third, or fourth.
Thursday. Thursday morning.
That work for
Thursday
you?
Third.
Mm-hmm. 9:00 Thursday morning.
Good for me.
City Hall.
Should
okay.
Fine.
The second part of this is have a brief discussion about what we're going to put on the City Council report. And the last couple years, I've drafted the report and circulated it, and I thought maybe some the group here could write some of the pieces and we could paste them together. Rather than being responsible for writing the whole report myself.
I'll be happy to take that action or maybe take a stab at it.
At?
Writing the report.
Okay.
Maybe a rough draft or something based on our discussion and circulate it for your comments.
What do you think about the idea about having, for instance, Dan had a lot of comments about storm drains. have Dan write up something about storm drains and put the recommendation in and email it to you?
That would be great. If anybody has any specific thing you want to email, and then I'll put it all together.
And Mike, do you want to write up something about the communications?
I'd be happy to.
And your recommendations and email them to Barbara? Okay.
And regardless of how much or how little I receive, I'll try to summarize it all.
So far, you're off the hook here.
I know. Yeah.
And then send it out to everybody.
That's good.
Okay.
That's good.
Terrific. Okay, so I think that we're ready to adjourn. I make a motion that we adjourn until our minute approval meeting on January 3rd. Thank you.